In this season on the Eucharist, I want to suggest three things that we can all do. Number one, it's recommitting our love to the Mass, especially the Sunday Mass. The first step is for all of us to decide, you know what? I shouldn't make any more excuses for skipping Sunday Mass. Here at our parish, we've had a lot of teaching on the real presence, the benefits of Sunday Mass, why Jesus made it a grave moral obligation to go to Mass every single Sunday. And today we've added another reason. We go to Mass every Sunday to thank the person who died for us, who gave everything for us. Now, for those of us, we say we've already committed there. I think sometimes we're still tempted to make excuses about not spending more time with Jesus. So this is a challenge of love. How much do we love the person who died for us? So we're challenged to go to some more daily Masses, to spend more time in prayer with the Eucharist. Number two, we're in this Eucharistic heart season. Think about those 15 minutes. It's coming when our new chapel opens. By the way, it's not our fault that it's taken so long. The stuff from Spain, it got finally shipped. It's arrived in Canada, in Montreal. It's now waiting to be put onto a train, first train to Vancouver. So it's coming. The chapel opening will probably be in May now. And finally, number three, this Thursday, we're going to have adoration downstairs because after Holy Thursday Mass starts at 7:30 p.m. And right after that, we all go downstairs, all of us, from 9 p.m. that night until Good Friday at 3 p.m. We're going to have all this adoration with these beautiful setup. You see all these candles, just magnificent. And what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to imitate Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane, who asks us, can you spend 1 hour with me? You who love me, I love you, can you spend 1 hour with me? So I want to invite everyone here. This is going to get us ready for those 15 minutes. Could you come this Thursday night just to spend time with Jesus? A lot of us don't work the next day. And so you can come anytime, even if it's not for an hour. Just come and receive those graces, especially if we've never tried it before. Come receive the peace and joy. And if you want, try coming at a crazy hour, like 3 a.m., when you can't sleep. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to sleep that night. Okay? You're not going to be able to sleep because you're going to be hearing and responding to Jesus' call. And besides, we also need men present at every hour for security. I suppose we could classify the 9/11 survivors into two categories. Those who survived are in two groups. Those who remember and are appreciative, and then those who are ignorant and apathetic. Those who are grateful to the rescue workers, they go every year to Ground Zero for that memorial because they feel they have to. They have to go to the place where they were saved and thank the people who died for them. And in the same way, we have to go to that place where we were saved, Calvary, which is made present at every single Mass. We need to thank the person who loved and saved us, our Lord Jesus Christ. These two pictures, they communicate what Jesus did when he gave us the Mass. Every time we celebrate the Mass, his offering to the Father is made present. The same sacrifice becomes present in time. This is where we encounter him who gave everything for us.